News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Next up, movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate and author, and a reviewer of great films that we're about to hear about. His sponsor is the Campus Theater Lewisburg. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for calling in today.
Morning, and I love that dramatic intro music right there. It makes it sound like I'm going to say something very, very important.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Alan Parsons Project. Yeah, super stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have something mysterious and a big revelation for us today? Well, let's start out with your review.
Yeah, I wish I did.
The One and Only Ivan. What is that good movie?
The One and Only Ivan debuts today on Disney Plus. This was supposed to be one of Walt Disney's late summer theatrical releases, and because of the coronavirus, they're shipping it off to their streaming service. This movie claims to be based on a true story, although it's filled with talking animals, so you know that that's only loosely based on something true. But Sam Rockwell provides the voice of a silverback gorilla who lives in a shopping mall and performs in this animal circus that's run by Bryan Cranston. And the circus is not pulling in crowds the way it used to, and they're trying to find a way to revitalize it. Somebody gives Ivan a crayon and some paper, and he starts drawing. And I'm sitting here watching this movie thinking, oh, okay, this is going to be about how this gorilla learns how to draw and saves the circus. But then it goes in this other direction where Ivan realizes that he wants to escape, that he no longer wants to be confined in the circus. He wants to go back out in the wilderness. He's got to try to find a way to tell his owner that he wants to leave. So this is a very bizarre Disney movie. It just is not funny. It's too much slapstick humor. Telling the story from the gorilla's point of view is just odd. So I can't really recommend The One and Only Ivan.
Maybe 2 out of 4, something in that range.
Well, I give it 1.5. It's a movie that I don't think really knows what it wants to be. And the true story of Ivan is actually a fairly shocking case of animal cruelty. There really was, or is, he's still alive, a gorilla named Ivan who lived in a glass enclosure in a shopping center and did not go outside for 27 years. And then animal activists got wind of this after he was featured on an episode of National Geographic Explorer, and they pressured the owners into giving him to the Atlanta Zoo. The movie sidesteps all that and asks us to believe that being kept in containment for all those years was actually an act of love on the part of Ivan's owner, and that he liked being held captive until one day he decided that he just didn't want to do it anymore. So, I mean, this movie is absolutely preposterous in the way it tries to tell the story from this animal's point of view, while also ignoring some of the difficult truths about the story that it's based on. So 1.5 stars for The One and Only Ivan. It's a real dud.
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear your review of Tesla. We talked about this back in January, this idea that Thomas Edison and, Westinghouse and, of course, Tesla would be brought to life.
Yeah, this movie debuts in select theaters today, but it's also on demand, so you can watch it from the safety of your own home. Tesla stars Ethan Hawke as Nikola Tesla, and the movie is kind of about his rivalry with Edison, who's played here by Kyle MacLachlan. But this is a very stylized and intentionally not historically accurate version of the film, of the story. In fact, at one point, Edison pulls out a cell phone and starts using it. At another point, the movie kind of stops, and Tesla comes on screen and sings Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. So it's very stylized, almost like that TV show Drunk History kind of retelling of it. But I think it's really interesting. It's a little bit artsy, so that may turn some people off who want a straight biopic of Tesla. But the performances are really good. The style is interesting. The movie's kind of unpredictable. So I like Tesla. That's 3 stars. And again, that's available on demand today.
And we hear that it accurately depicts the push-me-pull-you issue that was existing between Edison and helping Westinghouse and getting Tesla to get, direct current going to make sure that, one of them was really out front in the development of electricity.
Right, right. All those things are portrayed in the film. Like I said, they're just sort of portrayed in a stylized manner. But it does get into that, and the scenes with Ethan Hawke and Kyle MacLachlan are great because those two actors take very different approaches. Hawke is very reticent in the film and very introverted, and MacLachlan plays Edison as this sort of bold, egotistical guy. So the scenes where they clash with each other and try to outdo one another are really, really entertaining.
All right, so we'll look for Tesla on Demand. Speaking of a few select theaters, we had an AMC theater open in Western Pennsylvania. So far, so good for other openings?
Yes, our local one at the mall is scheduled to open on Thursday of next week. Now, there has been something, I did notice this on their website. They were saying initially when they talked about theaters reopening that they were going to keep their auditoriums at no more than 30% capacity. That was one of the big things that they were trumpeting to keep people safe. I got online yesterday to see if they had any show times posted yet. They don't. And they've very quietly raised that to 40% now. So that may give more people some pause. I hope they go back to the 30%. I think they need to keep the auditoriums relatively empty for now, have more show times. But as of now, we are still scheduled to open in about a week.
Well, that's strange. If you're in an auditorium with 40% of the people there, that's a lot of people are going to have to be very close to you.
Absolutely, because the biggest auditoriums hold 275 people. So if you have almost half of that filled, you're in there with, like you said, quite a few other folks.
Well, one of our good listeners pointed out yesterday on the Mark show that for all of these rules related to businesses and schools, the only people that should be making the decision that either people that have had it or their family members, all these people that never have it, that think they're enjoying great common sense and coming up with policy, but without maybe a real sense of the gravity of what's happening with this. So who knows? Okay, so that's AMC, so we will see that. Campus Theater is going to be opening soon, too, so that will be coming up.
I think they delayed their opening. I was told they delayed their opening again. They were supposed to open end of this month.
Yep.
And I believe that they've delayed that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we'll pay attention to that then. Let's see. Will Smith and Kevin Hart are remaking Planes, Trains, and Automobiles as if for any possible reason that would be advantageous. But this is happening?
Yeah. They both signed up to do a remake of it. This is one of those things that just drives me crazy because Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin and John Candy, directed by John Hughes, is a perfect film. And it's a movie that people still watch and still discover. And I remember the words of the late film critic Gene Siskel, who used to say, don't remake the classics. Remake the movies that had an interesting premise but didn't quite get it right the first time. And that's how I feel about this. There is no way that they can make anything as good as the original Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, so I don't even know why they're bothering to try. They should team those two very funny men up together in something that's original, or if they're going to remake something, remake a good idea that just didn't come across the first time.
Well, yeah, and there's so many films like that. I mean, you've spoken to us about these potentially fabulous stories, or maybe the fabulous books, and then the screenplay kind of mutes it. And then the actors, mm-hmm. of course, are given what they're given and can't bring it to life. How many times have you talked about that? Not as much for comedies, but it certainly would be interesting to see. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles needs absolutely no improvement. It's like somebody redoing Animal House for whatever reason. Okay. Olivia Wilde directing a female-centered Marvel movie. I am so glad to hear this, incidentally. Tell me about that.
Yes, Olivia Wilde, of course, famous as an actress, but made her directing debut last year with the very highly acclaimed Booksmart. She is developing a female-centered Marvel movie for Columbia and Sony Pictures. No specific word on which character it will tackle, but we do know that Sony has had a Spider-Woman movie in the works for a long time. They've been wanting to do that, so there's a lot of speculation that that will be what she's going to do. But Booksmart was great, and she definitely has some directorial talent, so I'm really excited to see what she does with a Marvel movie.
All right, well, great. Anything else in the other news formulating overnight? I did see on the AP wire overnight that in Homestead, PA, AMC theater opened, so we had that happen. Anything else in the news lately?
We have big movies starting to come out again into the theaters. Russell Crowe's new thriller, Unhinged, which I saw earlier this week, is going to be opening. Bill and Ted Save the World, which I'm screening on Wednesday night, is going to be opening next week. I personally have not decided whether or not I'm going to return yet to the theaters. Nobody wants to go more than me, but I'm still kind of on the fence about whether I feel safe returning yet. But regardless, I will continue to provide reviews of movies that you can see at home.
All right. Well, fantastic. Then we'll look forward to that. And we appreciate you checking in telephonically. When's the last time you were in our studio? So probably
March.
March. Okay. Well, we can't wait to have you back as soon as possible safely. Thank you so much, Movie Mike McGranahan. Thanks for all your information and your help.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Movie Mike McGranahan, the one and only Ivan, 1.5 out of 4, and Tesla, which is available on demand and in a few theaters, 3 out of 4. From Movie Mike, his appearance sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.